ਬਲਾਉ ਫਤਿਹ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਸੋ ਮਾਤਾ ਗੰਗਾ ਜੀ, ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਮਦਰ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ, ਫਾਦਰ ਬੀਂਗ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ, ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਹੈ ਡਾਇਰੈਕਟਡ ਮਾਤਾ ਗੰਗਾ ਜੀ ਦੈਟ ਆਫਟਰ ਦ ਫਸਟ ਅਟੈਂਪਟ ਇਨ ਵਰਕ ਵਨ ਸ਼ੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਟੇਕ ਫੂਡ ਫੋਰ ਬਾਬਾ ਬੁੱਢਾ ਜੀ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦ ਮੀਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੈਜੈਂਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਸ਼ੀ presented on the route to go to Baba Buddha ji, jithe kheti baadi karde hunde si, that Baba Buddha ji didn't really respond to her. She went back and Guru Arjan Dev ji gave her advice that if you're going to go aape amrit vele uth ke prasada pani taiyar karke hathaan seva karke, meaning that work by your hands, gribi de vich jao, meaning the hangta dur karke, move away your ego and then go to Baba Buddha ji and he'll respond. And when she went in that way, bhaj ke aaya, he said that mata ji tusi aap khechal kiti, that you made an effort, mainu aap sad lende, main aap tode kole aa jana si, prashada pani taiyar kita, Baba Buddha ji ne pravan karke shakya, there was a ganda and he revolved around in his hands and broke the ganda, and he said that tusi fikr na karo mata ji, tode ghar de vich ਦਲ ਪੰਜਨ ਗੁਰ ਸੂਰਮਾ ਵਡਜੋਦਾ ਬਹੁ ਪਰਉਪਕਾਰੀ, ਇਹ ਜਿਹਾ ਸੂਰਮਾ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋਊਗਾ, ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਅਵਤਾਰ ਧਾਰਨ ਕਰੂਗਾ, ਸੂਰਮਾ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਵਾਰੀਅਰ ਦਾ ਕ੍ਰਸ਼ ਸਕਾਲਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਮੈਨਰ ਦੈਟ ਆਈਵ ਕ੍ਰਸ਼ ਦਿਸ ਅਨੀਅਨ, ਇਹ ਜਿਹਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਹੋਣਗੇ। ਐਂਡ ਇਸੇ ਤੌਰ 'ਤੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਫਿਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋਏ ਸੀ। ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਬੰਦੀ ਛੋੜ ਹੈ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਚਾਰਨ ਆਉਂਦਾ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਨ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਅ ਕਵਿਤ ਦੈਟ ਅ ਕਵੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਰਿਟਨ ਦੈਟਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਫਿਟਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਗੁਰੂ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ। ਸ੍ਰੀ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸੰਗ ਮਲੀਜੇ, ਮੀਟ ਵਿਦ ਗੁਰੂ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ, ਹਮ ਦਿਸ਼ ਤੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਧੀਰਜ ਦੀਜੇ, ਹੀ ਓ ਗਿਵ ਯੂ ਅ ਲੋਟ ਆਫ ਧੀਰਜ ਇਨ ਪੇਸ਼ੈਂਸ ਇਨ ਯੋਰ ਲਾਈਫ ਐਂਡ ਕੰਫਰਟ ਇਨ ਯੋਰ ਲਾਈਫ, ਨੋ ਮੈਟਰ ਵਟ ਕਾਈਂਡ ਆਫ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਸਟੇਟ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਇਨ। ਕਰੋ ਨਾ ਸੋਕ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਗੁਣ ਗਾਵੋ, ਇਹਨੇ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਦੱਸਣਗੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ, ਦੈਟ ਡੋਂਟ ਸੋਰੋ, ਡੋਂਟ ਫਾਲ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਫਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਬਿਕਮਿੰਗ ਅ ਵਿਕਟਿਮ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਵਟਸ ਹੈਪਨਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਯੂ, ਗੋ ਅਬਵ ਦੈਟ ਐਂਡ ਸਿੰਗ ਗੋਡਸ ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼ਿਸ, ਅਪਰ ਸਰਬ ਕੋ ਕਹੋ ਮਿਟਾਵੋ, ਦੈਟ ਵਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਇਜ਼ ਗਿਨ ਗਿਵ ਯੂ ਇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਫਟਰ ਯੂ ਮੂਵ ਅਕਰੋਸ ਦ ਦੁੱਖ ਐਂਡ ਸੁੱਖ, ਤਾਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਸਭ ਦੁੱਖ ਕਲੇਸ਼ ਦੂਰ ਕਰਕੇ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਆਨੰਦ ਤੱਕ ਪਹੁੰਚਾ ਦੇਣਗੇ। ਸੋ ਪੰਕਤੀ ਫਰਮ ਭਾਈ ਗੁਰਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਇਜ਼, ਹਰ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਗੁਰ ਅਰਜਨ ਹੋ, ਗੁਰ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਨਾਉ ਸਦਵਾਇਆ, ਗੁਰਮੂਰਤ ਗੁਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗ ਵਿੱਚ ਪ੍ਰਗਟੀ। ਸੋ ਹਰ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਗੁਰ ਅਰਜਨੋ, ਗੁਰ ਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਨਾਉ ਸਦਵਾਇਆ, ਭਾਈ ਗੁਰਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਇੱਥੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਸੇਮ ਫੋਰਮ, ਅਰਜਨ ਕਾਇਆ ਪਲਟ ਕੇ ਮੂਰਤ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਵਾਰੀ, ਦੈਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਮੈਨਰ ਦੈਟ ਨਾਓ ਗੁਰੂ ਅਰਜਨ ਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਚੇਂਜ ਫੋਰਮਸ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਗੁਰੂ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ। ਐਂਡ ਵਟ ਇਜ਼ ਗੁਰੂ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ? ਗੁਰ ਮੂਰਤ ਗੁਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਇਜ਼ ਮੂਰਤ, ਮੂਰਤ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਇਮੇਜ, ਫੋਰਮ ਇਜ਼ ਗੁਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ, ਗੁਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ, ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਈ ਦਿਸ ਹੈਂਡ ਰਿਟਨ Mahamantra that's been written from Eko Ankar to Gur Prasad by Guru Har Gobind Sahib Sache Pasha, it's a signature. And what does a signature do? A signature identifies a person, and this signature that Guru Maharaj ji put on a sroop identifies what Guru Maharaj ji is from Eko Ankar to Gur Prasad tak. That's the very form of Nirankar Paramatma. ਗੁਰਮੂਰਤ ਗੁਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ, ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਇਸ ਸ਼ਬਦ, ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਇਸ ਸ਼ਬਦ, ਐਂਡ ਉਹੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਤਖ਼ਤ 'ਤੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਸੀ। ਜਦੋਂ ਭਾਈ ਗੁਰਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਉਚਾਰਨ ਕੀਤਾ, ਪੰਜ ਪਿਆਲੇ ਪੰਜ ਪੀਰ ਛੱਟਮ ਪੀਰ ਬੈਠਾ ਗੁਰਭਾਰੀ, ਅਰਜਨ ਕਾਇਆ ਪਲਟ ਕੇ ਮੂਰਤ ਹਰਗੋਬਿੰਦ ਸਵਾਰੀ, ਤਾਂ ਪੰਜ ਪਿਆਲੇ, ਪੰਜ ਛਾਲਿਸਿਸ, ਫਾਈਵ ਕੱਪਸ ਫਿਲਡ ਵਿਦ ਪਿਓਰ ਭਗਤੀ, ਵਨ ਦੀਸ ਫਾਈਵ had finished, now the sixth was coming about. The sixth had to take up a different form but embody the same thing. Took up a different form that symbolized a lot what he wanted to pass on to his Gursikhs. Just in a manner that if there's a river flowing and you make a dam, that river wells up and then the river will gush down when the dam breaks. In the same manner that now Pagti and Shakti the Lord Peggy, see? So Shatam Peer Betha Gur Pari, you find the same Guru Sahib, the same Jyot, but in a huge form, in a huge Sroop that symbolizes that very Shakti that comes out of Pagti. So now Paltke Murat, Paltke meaning changed forms, forms Murat as Guru Har Gobind Sache Patsha. Shote hunde, Maharaj ji ne avtar and tar kita, kei sabab kite, kei kaut kite, jere ne aj zikr karde, but one I'll mention to you is that one time when Mata Ganga ji sutte pe si, de ek vela aya Maharaj ji khed rahe si, near Mata Ganga ji's bed. And what happened is around Guru Har Gobind Sahib ji, these images started appearing that were from the ground up to the Asman, Asman meaning sky, and even the sky was filled with them. These were the same images Guru Arjan Dev Ji had pointed out to Mia Mir when he had offered his power to destroy all the dusht, the evil that had done this treachery upon Guru Arjan Dev Ji from Lahore to Delhi. And Guru Maharaj Ji had pointed up to the sky, and when Mia Mir, as Guru Arjan Dev Ji's dost, looked up to the sky, he saw the same images. The same images of Peer, Pagambar, Devi, Devte, these same images now are approaching Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji after Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, and they're approaching Guru Maharaj Ji and saying that Dushta, the Naskaru, that destroy evil. Go forth and destroy evil on this land. Sadi hath jod benti hai. They made this bainti to Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, and Maharaj Ji ne parvanagi ditti, that he accepted this. So again, this was while Guru Arjan Dev Ji still was in form, but these Devi Devte approached Guru Maharaj Ji in Balak Roop when he's still very young, and Mata Ganga Ji was sleeping by his side. As he grows up, as a ustad, as a teacher, it's none other than Baba Buddha Ji, that this Guru Ka has recognized as their own North Star. And when I say this, it doesn't mean the actual star that you look up in the sky. This star that I mentioned as the North Star has always been used by sailors as a guiding star to let them know which direction to go into. And Baba Buddha Ji was that for the Sikh Dharm. When the Sikh Dharm started to waver and steer away from its course, the Baba Buddha Ji put it back on his course. And it knew which Guru Patsha, which Maharaj Ji's Jyot, which body it's entered now. And he knew it was Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. And Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji seeked Baba Buddha Ji. Age of Vidya, Prapat Kite, Nishatr Vidya, Shastr Vidya, Shastr Vidya, that Kod Savar, Gurbani Di Santhya, every type of vidya that could possibly be taught at that time was taught to Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. He appreciated Baba Buddha Ji as his teacher. And Gurpalas Patshai Shevi, now Guru Arjan Dev Ji Shidi Prapt Karge, the treachery of Jahangir and Chandu. Chandu, his minister. And him being upset because Guru Maharaj Ji, Guru Arjan Dev Ji did not accept the marriage proposal for his daughter. That was solely based on what the Sangat had requested Guru Maharaj Ji to do. They said that we're not going to accept this Dush Chandu's proposal for Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji to marry his daughter. Why? The reason why is he's done Nindya. He slandered the Guru Kar. He shows no devotion to the Guru Kar. Then why should this marriage happen? Maharaj Ji accepted knowing all the consequences that were going to come forth. And he accepted every consequence that came. And he showed us sabr, showed us tolerance in this Guru Kar. And when, if this tolerance was a cup, if this tolerance was a cup, this cup was filled right to the brim. And now when it spills over, what happens? That's why we take up the talwar on our side. And it was Guru Arjan Dev Ji's hukam to take up the shastras. So, as all of them sat there, at Sri Harmandir Sahib, from Guru Granth Sahib Ji, a prakash came. A prakash meaning light. A light that illuminated all of Sridhar Barsaib inside. It does now too, yet we don't have the eyes to see it. Illuminated all of Sridhar Barsaib, onu appa kehne prakash, and Guru Bilas Patshah Shevi de vich, which is taken from Shahid Bhai Mani Singh, explains as Bhagwant ke bachan sun, pun teh roop dikhaye. So after listening to Guru Granth Sahib Ji's bachan, then Guru Granth Sahib Ji showed its actual form as Nirankar, as this light. As this light came upon them, Guru Das Buddha Govind Har, Har Govind, Haru, Guru Har Govind Sahib Ji utthe baithe si, Baba Buddha Ji baithe si, Bhai Guru Das Ji baithe si, Ganga, Gang, so itthe bisram, Guru Das Buddha Govind Har Gang, Gang Mata Ganga Ji baithe si, Gyan Man Pai, they receive this knowledge, blessed by Paramatma, Bhagwant Dars in Charo Payo, all four of them receive this blessing, they saw Paramatma Nirankar Sroop, Peo Gyan Man Sok Matayo, in the same way Khalsa Ji jadon koi Surgvas unda chadhai karde hai, we go to the Guru Ghar right after. Why? Sog mit jave sada. Kyunki sadi birti hai ji hai, our attention is such that our mind will keep watering these seeds that will plant itself and will keep crying because of attachment to the individual that has passed on. Well, Guru Maharaj ji de bachan naal apnu dheerj milna chahida. We should be comforted inside and understand this whole picture of life is painted through karms, and karms have given us these saksamandi or these relationships, and they'll break when the time is over. Sanjog vijog, that was sanjog is union, vijog is separation. They happen according to our karms. Now, in the same way, sog sab dur ho gaya si, if there was any sitting within them, when they heard Guru Maharaj's bachan from Guru Granth Sahib Ji and Maharaj's prakash happened. Akal purkh pun bachan uchare. When the illumination came within Sri Harmandir Sahib on the four that were looking towards Guru Granth Sahib Ji, seeing the light of Paramatma, bachan akal purkh de hoy. Now, Guru Maharaj's hukumnama has happened, and ek hor bachan sunya akal purkh to, jinu apa kash bani kenne. So, har gobind suniye nirtaro, that nirtaro meaning nischa naal, with faith. Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, listen. Akal Purakh is saying to Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji that listen with full faith, tum hamre meh pedna koi, that with me as being Akal Purakh and you as sitting as the Sroop of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, there is no difference between us. We are one Sroop. Gur Murid Gur Sabd hai. That's why Bhai Gurdas Ji writes that he was sitting there. He heard all this. He was sitting there and he says, Tor avtar het e hoi. That's why I've given you avtar. Avtar, because you're my very form. You're the sixth form. And now, what does Guru Maharaj say? Is that to see, kei hukum ditte, akal purkh ne, takht rachayo. Takht rachayo, meaning that takht banao. Make a throne for akal purkh. Akal Purakh. If you are the very form of Akal Purakh, make a throne. And this throne he constructed higher than the takht in Delhi. Jithe odo Jahangir Badshah baitha si. Badida Shah, Badshah, Jahangir. Badshah, Bad meaning ladaiyan, ladaiyan, Shah meaning king, the king of ladaiyan. And apa Guru Maharaj ji nu kehne Patshah, the one who's the master of the throne, the master, the king of the throne. So, Gurdas Budde ko lainij sa takht aramb kar dina naath. That taking Bhai Gurdas Ji, taking Baba Buddha Ji, and Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, the three would construct Akal Bunga. Akal Bunga, that's apparent, you can see in this photo, that aam karke tonu darshan nahi milde, that after 1984, the attack that happened at Sri Harmandir Sahib, and the attack that happened on Akal Takht Sahib, that the Akal Takht that was damaged, they had to reconstruct it. First, the government got an individual to reconstruct it. But because it was funded by the government this week, they took it down and reconstructed it under the guidance of Baba Thakur Singh. And when They had taken it all down. The takht, the original takht, the Akal Bunga, which you see in the photo where Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji used to sit, was shown. And a lot of people did take pictures at that time. One is such that you see. And fir parde ma tonu Gurdas budde ko lainij saath takht aramb kar Dina Nath. Dina Nath meaning the master of all the poor people, master of all the terms, that Paramatma ne takht aramb kar dita, and this was that takht that Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, Baba Bhai Gurdas Ji, Baba Buddha Ji ne saajya si, that fashioned it out and made. Miri Piri di Talwara, Miri meaning that Amiri from the Persian word, meaning that Shakti, as a quick summary, Piri meaning that Pagti, representing a peer or a spiritual guide. So Piri meaning Pagti, and Shakti the Sammelan Kita. Sammelan, Sam Melan. Melan meaning meet, and Sam together. Together they met, meaning they came together as Miri Piri di Talwara, which are still kept at Sri Akal Takht Sahib. And Maharaj Ji, Akal Purakh, and Guru Arjan Dev Ji had the same vak, or the same words that they said out, Sayud. Sayud meaning that Shastra De Seth, meaning with Shastras. Sayud Hoye Takht Par Rajaho, Jatha Sokat Sana Sang Sajaho. And at the same time, Takhtib Rajo with Shastars, Miri Piri De Talwar, and also build up an army. So when Miri Piri De Talwar were handed by Baba Buddha Ji to Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, Maharaj Ji explained to the Sangat that any Sangat that comes, whether it's from Kabul, Kandahar, any Sangat that came, till full peta. That word is used a lot, and so you can understand what that means. That til means sesame seed. Full meaning that any fruit that anybody brings. Peta meaning donations. From the smallest, if the person je grib hove, de bala peta karni sangde, so they say til. Full meaning that anything larger that they bring, anything that a person donates, whatever that is brought to Guru Maharaj's car, Maharaj has changed it around. And he said that if you can afford it, bring shastras. And if you have good luxury, good money in your house, then bring horses. Bring horses. Maharaj started building an army. And it was all according to my Guru Arjan Dev Ji's hukam and Akal Purakh's hukam, which they are the same. Aap Narayan Kalatar Jagme Parvareo. They're the same sroop. And there was the same bachan that was told to Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. Now, Paisa Bhai Veer Singh got an opportunity to do some research. And when he did some research, he came to this one pustak, which is called Dabistan Muzahib. Dabistan Muzahib and Lekhak is from the same time as Jahangir and at the time that Bandi Chhod Divas happened. Farsi Divicha, it's in Persian. And in the first portion, which you won't see because it's the font in the Persian language. The second part you won't understand because it's just it's pretty much romanized into the Gurmukhi akhars, so you're able to read it. And the next part is written in Punjabi, and just draw your attention to the last sentence that Pita Sri Guru Arjan Dev Ji Mal Upar Lai Jurmane Di Vasuli Lai Sri Guru Har Gobind Ji Nu Gwalior Bhej Ditta. Last part got cut off, so I wrote it out. Gwalior Bhej Ditta Si Ikhtiyar. That what happened is that they wrote that it was not only Chandu, and Jahangir had been so influenced that he had even written that he wants to take down the Gurukar. And because of this influence, he saw that now where Maharaj Ji at a small age has created a throne, and at a small age is building an army, and sitting on the throne, he already has proclaimed to the Sikh Sangat that I'm going to take revenge for what has happened to Guru Arjan Dev Ji. I'm going to take revenge because it's not the Gurukar that initiated anything, but what has been initiated, there will be a response to it or a retaliation to it. So, Guru Maharaj Ji now in here has written by this lekhak, this writer has been written that Maharaji was sent to Gwalior. What is Gwalior, the Qila, that we're going to look into right after we talk about what Band Khalasi means. Appa pardita hunne Japji sahib de vich piche pucharan karna Band Khalasi paane hoye. So Band meaning bandi khane, imprisoned. And Khalasi is a Persian word. Khalas hona, khalas meaning chutkara milna. Shor, appa kehde ne bandi shor. Or shor kehde ho, means release, shutkara, release. So being imprisoned and then having release. So one meaning that you'll get is the release from imprisonment is within the order and command of Waheguru. Those that accept and obey Paramatma's command, they are released from their confinements. So what kind of confinements are there? What kind of bandishes are there? Well, at the beginning of the class, we started discussing it. When you look at it, we've all gone through a birth. And we're all going to go through a death. So within a birth and the time of death, we sit within a life. And through that life, we're confined into a body. Well, that body isn't just a stagnant thing that doesn't do anything. That body responds. And what does it respond to? It responds to Maya. And Maya has colors. Maya has its influences. And because of those influences, it creates this ignorance in us that we can't realize that Paramatma is sitting inside of us. It's only at these opportunities where Sangat comes together. Khalsaji, I told you at the beginning that Maya's job is to make you forget Paramatma. And through Maya's colors and illusions, what it does is that it steers you away by keeping you busy, keeping you drawn to attractions, and it keeps changing. Though man doesn't change. Yes, man might smell a little bit better because of deodorants and perfumes, but man's the same that it was before. Meaning mankind. Mankind still has the same vikars that was sitting long time ago. That would lead a person to go disrespect a woman. They still do those kind of things today. Yes, they have digital devices that are sitting with them that they can find new means of exploring inappropriate behaviors. But they do this through Maya. Maya changes its colors. If Maya's not still, we try to find something that is still, that is Paramatma. Our mind is not still. And as our mind keeps wavering, we keep wavering and keep going in circles through the Charasilak. So now if that ignorance is there, and you don't realize Paramatma's commands or realize that Paramatma is within you, then Vishe, Pap, Home, what happens is these temptations, sins rule within this fort you call a body. As they rule, they paint out karms. And because of the karms, some are led to hell. And ithe jama kehde ne, jama normally refers to death, but jama nark de vich leke jande hai. Then you're confined. All these are confinements. Don't be confused. Yes, they're related, but they're all confinements. These are all bandishes. And ask yourself, why should I call out to Paramatma? Ask yourself, why should you call out? Because you're sitting inside of these. That's your answer. There's not that. And then once you're led into hell, because of those karms that you painted out with Vishay, or sensual temptations that you got lured in and suckered into, that you committed and made into sins. Well, Khalsaji, that's leading you through the Charasilak. There are religions that don't believe in the Charasilak. They believe that what's born of the flesh is born of the flesh at only one time. But as the wind comes, it goes, and nobody asks where it comes from and where it's going. Such does that soul travel, and it lands in a different flesh, because that wind carries properties too. And those properties are our karms. And just as that soul travels on its journeys, it keeps falling into different fleshes and other wombs. And that's where you'll find another womb, a mother's womb. So mata de garb de vich aake tusi baith jaoge. These are confinements. Whether you're confined in a mother's womb for 9 months, whether you're stuck in the Charasilak going life to life, wavering around, confined in the Churasilak, not getting out of the Churasilak, confined within it, or confined within hell, being punished for things that you've done in your lives, which you still have sitting as karms that you're going to have to face with relationships and with whatever wealth that will come and whatever age that you're going to face, that you're going to fall into a body. Those karms are beyond. Some are falling into penalties, and the others will serve as penalties in your life. And they will come about because those sins are weighing so heavily on your head. They're burdening your head so much, they're weighing down as bandish, as imprisoning you. You can't escape from it. Sometimes they weigh so heavily upon you, you can't even go to the Gurdwara because you're so ashamed. When you're ashamed like that, Paul, going to the Gurdwara is the only place that you'll be allowed. You won't be stopped. Maharaji's door doesn't stop sinners from coming in. Takes those sinners and changes them around. That's the only place you will be able to change around. So, and piche parna, kete bandhan jiye ke. There's so many confinements for this soul. Churasi lakh, mata de garb. And when the soul comes in to that body with sins polluting that body, so many confinements. Kete bandhan jiye ke. Gurmukh mokh dwar. Then how are Gurmukhs led to the gate of salvation? How are they led to the gate of salvation? Well, in the next pankti in Sri Rag, Guru Nanak Dev Ji responds, Satchaho ore sabko, upar sach achar. Khalsa Ji, when you come to Maharaj's Gurdwara and you listen to the truth, it's only that truth that pushes behind any other worship, any other technique behind, and the true worship of God's name, God's bani, God's shabd, is what creates a lifestyle which you, if you pledge to it, a life dedicated to the truth, which will be able to lift you above this imprisonment. It'll break you through this imprisonment. Where in the beginning you might be so tied down, and then the shackles crack off your hands. The shackles from your feet will crack. In the same manner, slowly everything will be moved away. Toda tan vi swaraya jauga, man vi swaraya jauga, suka man sadare. That suka man, that dried up mind, will become flourished inside. And that anand will start to radiate from your face as laliya. They say laliya ho jandiya gurdwara jaake. Laliya meaning your face will go lal. Pyar de vich. ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭਿੱਜ ਜਾਓਗੇ, ਆਨੰਦ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਭਿੱਜ ਕੇ ਦੂਜਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਉਸੇ ਆਨੰਦ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਯੂ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਅਦਰ ਪੀਪਲ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਬਲਿਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਆਨੰਦ. ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ, ਇਹ ਮਾਰਗ ਆ ਸਾਡਾ, ਇਹ ਮਾਰਗ ਆ ਬੰਦਿਸ਼ ਤੋਂ ਛੁਟਕਾਰਾ ਮਿਲਣਾ, ਫਰੋਮ ਬੰਦਿਸ਼ ਔਰ ਦਾਤਾ, ਫਰੋਮ ਆਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਐਂਡ ਆਰ ਗੁਰ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਗਿਵਨ ਟੂ ਅਸ. ਨਾਓ, after all, what Maharaji explains in Gurbani, he gives us those Bentiyale Shabd. And these same Shabds are the ones that are going to, the same Shabds that explain also clean you. The same Shabds that when they take up the form of a request, you can call out to Pramatma. So, piche parna, mere Ram, tod bandhan maya, karke kam laaye. So, mere Ram, ਤੋੜ ਬੰਧਨ ਮਾਇਆ ਕਰਕੇ ਕੰਮ ਲਾਏ. ਸੋ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਪੜਨਾ, ਤੋੜ ਬੰਧਨ ਮਾਇਆ, ਤੋੜ ਬੰਧਨ ਮਾਇਆ. ਤੋੜ ਬੰਧਨ ਮਾਇਆ, ਤੋੜ ਬੰਧਨ ਮਾਇਆ. Mere Ram, tod bandhan maya. Karke kam laaye, karke kam laaye. Karke kam laaye, karke kam laaye. ਕਰਕੇ ਕੰਮ ਲਾਏ ਤੋੜ ਬੰਧਨ ਮਾਇਆ ਮੇਰੇ ਰਾਮ ਤੋੜ ਬੰਧਨ ਮਾਇਆ ਕਰਕੇ ਕੰਮ ਲਾਏ ਮੇਰੇ ਰਾਮ ਤੋੜ ਬੰਧਨ ਮਾਇਆ ਤੋੜ ਬੰਧਨ ਮਾਇਆ ਸੋ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਜੀ ਪਲੀਜ਼ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਮੇਰੇ ਰਾਮ ਰਾਮ ਨਾ ਰਾਮ ਚੰਦਰ ਰਾਮ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਰਮਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਮੀਨਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਵਿਥਿਨ ਅਸ ਹੀ ਜਸਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਸੂਈ ਲਾਈਕ ਅ ਨੀਡਲ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਟੇਕ ਇਟ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਟੇਕ ਦ ਸਟ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਐਟ ਦ ਐਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਵੀਵ ਥਰੂ ਅ ਕਲੋਥ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਵੀਵ ਥਰੂ ਐਵਰੀ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਦੈਟਸ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਦਿਸ ਅਰਥ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਇਜ਼ ਟ੍ਰਾਂਸੈਂਡੈਂਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲ ਪਰਵੇਡਿੰਗ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਵਿਥਿਨ ਅਸ ਮੇਰਾ ਰਾਮ ਰਮਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਈ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਕਾਲ ਟੂ ਹਿਮ ਐਂਡ ਆਰ ਵੋਇਸ ਕੈਨ ਰੀਚ ਹਿਮ ਇਫ ਮਾਇਆ ਇਜ਼ ਸਿਟਿੰਗ ਅਪ ਇਨ ਦ ਕਲਾਊਡ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਹੀਅਰ ਹਾਊ ਇਜ਼ ਆਰ ਵੋਇਸ ਕੈਨ ਰੀਚ ਹਿਮ ਆਰ ਵੋਇਸ ਮਾਈਟ ਨਾਟ ਰੀਚ ਹਿਮ ਇਟਸ ਓਨਲੀ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਇਜ਼ ਵਿਥਿਨ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਕੈਨ ਟੇਕ ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਬਾਈ ਕਲੋਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਇਟਸ ਮਾਊਥ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਕੋਨਸਨਟ੍ਰੇਟਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਕ੍ਰਾਇੰਗ ਆਊਟ ਟੂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਇਟ ਕੈਨ ਸਟਿਲ ਹੀਅਰ ਦੈਟ ਕ੍ਰਾਈ ਇਟ ਕੈਨ ਹੀਅਰ ਦ ਕ੍ਰਾਈ ਫਰੋਮ ਐਨ ਐਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ It can hear the cry of any being on this earth. Khalsa ji, he'll hear your cry too. So tod meaning break. Break, bandhan, bandish. Bandish, this imprisonment within Maya's influence. And put me to work. What is that work? Doing bhakti. Bhagat kamai. Help me worship you. And take me to your ghar. Karke kam laaye that take me and do bhakti so I can reach your home within your swarup within your form Paramatma merge me make me one within your such khand rupi kar mainu ode vaste bhakti lao put me into your ghar your guru nanak naam leva gurdware anything that's been brought down from you and put me to work there ਜਹਾਂ ਜਹਾਂ ਜਾਓ ਤਹਾਂ ਤੇਰੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਗਿਵ ਮੀ ਅ ਸੇਵਾ ਸੋ ਆਈ ਕੈਨ ਕਲੀਨ ਮਾਈ ਲਾਈਫ ਅਪ ਐਂਡ ਫਿਰ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਪੜੋ ਤੋੜ ਬੰਧਨ ਮਾਇਆ ਮੇਰੇ ਰਾਮ ਤੋੜ ਬੰਧਨ ਮਾਇਆ ਮੇਰੇ ਰਾਮ ਤੋੜ ਬੰਧਨ ਮਾਇਆ ਕਰਕੇ ਕੰਮ ਲਾਏ ਮੇਰੇ ਰਾਮ ਤੋੜ ਬੰਧਨ ਮਾਇਆ Gwalior is a shahar that falls in the midst of India, in a state where that falls in the middle of India, Madhya Pradesh. After you leave Delhi and you head directly south, You visit gurdwaras such as Guru Ka Tal. You also visit a gurdwara of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Sache Pasha right near Guru Ka Tal, jithe ke gareeb Sikh aake recognize Guru Maharaj Ji as the Sache Pasha. He recognized Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji as the true king, because there was only the true king as a bandi shor data that can raha meaning liberate you from the 84 lakh. And utthe jaake paise matha teke. Not after mistakenly going to Jahangir's camp that was with Guru Maharaj Ji at that time, Khalsa Ji, he turned away from him, picked up the peta and delivered it to Guru Maharaj Ji. Kyunki us waqt, that sabab, that scenario was created to illustrate that koi jhoothe badshah agge koi peta ja sir chukon di koi lod nahi. Sache padshah is the reason, because it's so lok sukhiye par lok sohale. Sohale meaning that khushal mangal kar denge. They'll bring happiness within your life here and in the afterlife. So Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh de vich, a little history about Gwalior the Qila. History about Gwalior the Qila is during the Mughal Empire, this was an assassination ground. Yes, magnificently built fort that was on a parbat or a mountain, where around it, Chaushafere, all around it in all four directions, you'll find plains, meaning a flat ground, then a mountain towering up. And then it was the idea of one king in the past to build a fort that would be so impenetrable by any force when it comes to wage a war against them, that they could build a city within the confine through the area of this mountain. And they did, with a huge towering wall going all around. Well, during the Mughal Raj, when Babur went to Humayun, and Humayun's son was Akbar, Akbar came into Raj, and Akbar was the one that took the fort, made it a prison. And they had different forts or different castles even within the place that they closed off and used the castle rooms as places or cells, and even the castle basements as dungeons to keep prisoners. And they had different prisons within Gwalior the Qila there for different castes too. So Akbar had confined his own first cousin, Kamran, here, and then he put him to death. And then, thus, when I got an opportunity to visit Gwalior the Qila, that mistakenly I was going to go into another portion now, which they've made into a heritage, which is a huge, huge castle that they've made there inside the fort, is that they had explained at the front that Aurangzeb had come, which is after Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji's time, and he killed his own brother there. Killed his brother in the basement of that huge castle. And then he had also killed Dara Shikoh's sons there, were also executed. They had a mandir there, a Shiv mandir that they closed off also, and they imprisoned people. And when Jahangir had conquered towards the north, Himachal Pradesh, and took the Hindu kings, the Baita Raja, later on their descendants would fall upon Guru Gobind Singh Sache Pasha. But these Raja, now in the condition that they were pressed against these poles, which used to be a Shiv Mandir, pressed against these huge pillars, chained against it, and all they could move is around in a circle around that pillar. Why were they put that way? Well, it was his own museum. Jahangir, if any visitor came, he could actually keep these Raja, ex-Raja, against these pillars. And when giving a tour of his own country, going from Agra, he could go to Gwalior very quickly and show how he took this land by showing which person, kere riaste, whatever district that they ruled over, by going through this prison. But then there are other prisoners too. Prisoners, some that deserved to be there, some that didn't deserve to be there, such as these kings. These kings now, in the condition that they were, malamut, whatever they had, if they had to go to the washroom, they did it on that pillar. Whatever food was brought to them, with the dirty hands that they would be scraping against the pillar, because their face would be against the pillar, Khalsa Ji was given to them there. बुरी हालत सी उन्हों की. दे वुड क्राई आउट. दे कुड टॉक अमंगस्ट ईच अदर बिकॉज़ द पिलर्स वर क्लोज इनफ. हाउएवर देन दे क्राइड आउट, हे भगवान साडी रक्षा करो. यू केम एंड यू सेव्ड द्रौपदी, यू सेव्ड सुदामा, यू सेव्ड इवन द गज द एलीफेंट, एंड साडी भी रिहा करो. यू केम बिफोर एंड यू सेव्ड प्रिजनर्स आउट ऑफ jail such as Krishan did. Krishan had done some similar feat before in his time too in Dwapar Yug. Now come now to us. Bhagwan di faryad ki ti, Bhagwan di benti ki ti. These calls wouldn't fall upon any other ears. It would only be Guru Har Gobind Sahib Sache Patshah. So this is an old photo of Gwalior. This is the mountain. All across the mountain, using the mountain wall and then building on top of it, you see a huge fort. That if you'd come as an army, you'd have to travel the single path up to the gates and try to get in. Otherwise, it's very difficult to get into this kind of fort. So now, Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji has been asked, and I'm going to keep it short form because I've discussed this lecture a lot of times with you. Jahangir had been approached by astrologers called Jyotshi. These people in astrology, now, apa Sikh mandini, we don't go across and go to astrologer to read our lines. But back in the day, there were people such as Pandit Hardayal Das that visited Guru Nanak Dev Ji and named Maharaj Ji Nanak. These people actually knew the Vidya properly. There is a Vidya with it, and there is some sense that you can try to learn the lakes on your hand, but no ordinary person can do it, and it's long been forgotten and long been lost amongst all these people, and now it's become a business where people are luring other people. But they convinced Jahangir, and what a lot of people do now is they just convince people and lure them on the wrong path, is after Chandu, still hot-blooded, knowing that there's still the bloodline of Guru Arjan Dev Ji surviving, which can pose as a threat, he goes to an astrologer and he says to him, pays him, and says, go convince Jahangir, the emperor now, that Saraswati Tode On Lagia Nishatr Graha Karke. What that means, Nishatr meaning according to the stars, that Saraswati meaning that there's going to be a bipta or trouble that's going to fall upon you now. It's going to come across you. It can take a lot of different forms, but he doesn't want this to fall across him. As soon as this astrologer approaches Jahangir, and Rajavi Bari Parmi Hundeya, meaning kings, they're very, very doubtful. And if anybody says something to them, they start considering it. You can fill their ears with anything pretty much. And they're not on stable ground. They can start shaking within themselves, fearing that their Raj is being threatened by a condition that might fall upon him or by any sibling. That's why most of the Raja would go after their brothers or sisters, anybody that was looking towards their takht. What happened is the astrologer's words worked upon him. And then consulting with his viziers, that some said to him that you have to take a holy person, imprison him and get him to do bhakti for you. And as he does this bhakti, if 40 days pass and he's a real bhagat of Paramatma, then this Saraswati can pass, otherwise it will not pass. Now he starts considering it. He says, then I don't know anybody else. Well, some give word to him, such as Wazir Khan, one of his ministers, a person that had been cured after he had gone to the Guru Ghar during Kar Seva of Sri Harmandir Sahib, that Baba Buddha Ji ne jaake mitti da bora sitya si, oh the jalodhar rog, meaning that a rog that had caused edema in his stomach, had been cured after listening to Sukhmani Sahib and visiting Sri Harmandir Sahib. He had become a shardalu, meaning that he had become dear to the Guru Ghar. He told him that there is no holier than Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. You can't look across this land and look at anybody else except Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji. Well, message is sent to Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, as messengers have declared to Guru Maharaj Ji the proposition that Jahangir has asked. All of them are weary. This is very shortly after, it hasn't been that many years after Guru Arjan Dev Ji's shahidi, and it was in the same one manner that Guru Arjan Dev Ji had left with 5, verse 6 to Lahore, and leaving to Lahore, Maji never came back. Shaheed ho gaye si. Now, Mata Ganga Ji doesn't want this. But Guru Maharaj Ji, Akal Purkh de Paane de Raza de vich chal de hai. And at the same time, Guru Maharaj Ji knows what falls ahead and what voices are coming out of Gwalior. The voices of cries of people that have become poor. There are no Rajas sitting in there. Only these poor men that have lost their families, that have lost their children. They've seen their women be disrespected before their eyes, and then they've been imprisoned for life within this qila as ornaments in a museum for Jahangir. So Khalsa Ji, their cries were also being heard, and Maharaj Ji accepted the proposition of Jahangir. When he went and visited, there are certain events that happened. Jahangir's Sharda started growing towards Guru Maharaj Ji. One was when Maharaj Ji saved him from a lion when both of them went hunting together. And at the same time, listening to Maharaj Ji's updesh, that Jahangir's eyes started to open a little bit, but every time they opened, Chandu was there to fill his ears. Well, what happened is that when Chandu heard that he's going to a prison, he was happy. But now if a person thinks that it's only for 40 days, then he says that within those 40 days, I'll make every attempt, Jahangir Badshah, to help him forget that Maharaj's imprisoned and that he should come out after 40 days. Those were the terms that Maharaj left towards Gwalior the Qila. And Gwalior the Qila was such that anybody that comes in doesn't leave. That was the reputation of Gwalior. So now, within Gwalior, a present-day photo that you can see from a lower level of how high it is up, that you see on your left-hand side, a mandir. This was the Shiv mandir. And these pillars were the pillars that each Raja was strapped against. 52 of them. 52 Raja that were strapped against these poles. And when Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji accepted, there was a guide, a Mughal guide that took him to Gwalior the Qila. And then he also explained to the guards of Gwalior that Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji isn't a prisoner. He's a guest here. So treat him fairly. Right away, the Daroga, meaning the main, the person who looked after all the guards, Har Das, became very dear to Guru Maharaj Ji. Just by seeing Maharaj's presence, his heart started to lighten up and listen to Guru Maharaj's updesh. And where you see this mandir, which became imprisonment, and you can see there's this one hallway. This is where Jahangir used to walk through and then point out the Raja and remember which Raja was on which pole. And he used to paint it out to the visitors that would come and show that this is how I conquered. A summary of sitting in this place as a museum, as a live museum with the king still sitting there. Burahalsi condition, whether they're bamar, bamariya upar aa jaande si, but they stayed strapped to these pillars. When you look in the opposite direction from the pillars, opposite direction, where you see the pillars, if you turn around 180 degrees, you see in the corner a white dot right in the middle. That is a Gurdwara. That's Gurdwara Bandishor. And which looks presently like this. This Gurdwara Bandishor, which is at a distance, but that's where Guru Maharaj Ji sat and did Pagti. That's where Maharaj Ji Avdi Pagti de Vichleen si, where Panj Gursikhs that would come would also not accept any money given by Jahangir to give for food and provisions. They didn't accept anything. Guru Har Gobind Sahib didn't accept it, but whatever money came from Jahangir, they made, took supplies and made Kara Prashad and vartad it to the Sangat. But for the food, for the Gursikhs, two Gursikhs would leave the fort, they would go into the city and find a job. Find a job and would work with their hands, and whatever money they raised, they got the provisions, and then they got it together and prashada pakaki Guru Maharaj Ji dinde hunde si Gwalior de Qile de vich. So at this spot, jithe Guru Maharaj Ji aap baithe si, he told Har Das, the Daroga, that under my supervision, I don't want them imprisoned. Those ex-Raja. he had warmed to Guru Har Gobind Sahib so much that he said, then fine. He left. First, they were properly being fed. Deg vi ditte gayi hai. Chungya khana vi unna nu men lag gaya. And then they were released. They were released from their pillars. And all of them would collect a sangat in front of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Sache Patshah. All of them would sit there. And jithe Maharaj ji baithe, right in the center of Gurdwara Gwalior, Gurdwara Bandi Chhod, Maharaj ji aap baithe. Aap paase do gur se kamai karde si. They would go out and work to get money and then collect food and bring it for Guru Maharaj ji. The other gur sikhs, one would do chor seva, the other two would do kirtan di seva. Asa diwar de kirtan hunda. Sari sangat, the ex raje. Aap baithe anand de vich. This place is not a prison no more. This place is a gurdwara. Guru Maharaj ji is prakashing this gurdwara khalsa ji. That spot, I forgot to include a picture. Regardless of all the monuments there, regardless of the monuments, there's a sign in the midst of this huge, it's not just like this one prison, it's a huge city up there. And when you look there, there's a huge sign in the midst of the city that says that please visit Gurdwara Bandi Chhod, the pride of Gwalior. The pride of Gwalior. And it wasn't made by Gursikhs there. It's written in English and Hindi on top of that sign. And then also, if you travel through the city, there, each of the individuals there, you'll find the Buzurgs at least know that that fort is where there was a saint. They'll say a saint. For us, a Gurusi. There was a saint that helped the poor and escaped, helped rescue the poor and brought him out of imprisonment. They know what happened there. Today, the hall of India, the condition of India is that you can go to Gurdwara Dukhnivar. You can go to Gurdwara Bangla Sahib and find individuals there that live there that don't know why the Gurdwara is named Bangla Sahib, which Guru came there, why Gurdwara is called Dukhnivaran Sahib, and that if Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji visited that Gurdwara, they don't even know there. Where you look at a Gurdwara, and I know I'm going aside a little bit, Gurdwara Dukhnivaran, that city is Patiala, that would not exist without one hukumnama of Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji that is present at the Gurdwara. That city, the king there, could not get a city to grow. And he called Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji there. And the poor and the disease that came, Ishnan karke, rog dur hoya, the disease went away. And the city is booming now. And it's one of the finest cities in Punjab. One, the most advanced, most education is in Patiala at that time now. The nicest city, the cleanest city towards where you look, some will say Chandigarh, but you look towards Patiala, it will put down Chandigarh any day. It's very clean and very nice. And the heart of Patiala is Gurdwara Dukhnivaran. Because of Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji, in the midst of the Gurdwara is a hukumnama of Maharaj Ji. And Khalsa Ji, in the same way, the heart of Gwalior, and the heart sitting in the middle of India, in Madh Pradesh, Madh meaning middle, Pradesh is Gwalior. Gwalior, and the heart of Gwalior is this Qila, and the Qila's heart is Gurdwara Bandi Chhod. And the Gurdwara's heart is Guru Granth Sahib Ji, which is the very form of the Gurdwara's heart is Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, which is Guru Granth Sahib Ji. So, they would collect together. Kirtan hon lag gaya. A side story that I want to quickly share with you that I haven't shared with you for a very long time is that I mentioned there were different prisons. And one prison, there was an individual that deserved to be there. And he was in a dungeon. He was kept deep down in a dark cell where food wasn't given to him directly. It was on a bowl, and there was a string put on that bowl, and you'd throw the bowl out, holding onto the string. Nobody came near him. They considered him dangerous. Ram Arsi, he was a murderer. He had committed a lot of sins and killed a lot of people. And for 7 years, he had not seen any light. He sat in the midst of this dungeon, in a cell, deep dark cell, with nobody around him. And the guard who'd see the bowl where the light would come when he would open the door, he'd put the food in and he'd pull the string up to himself and eat from that bowl. He sat there. Some days they would hear cries, and guards at night had a difficult time standing near, well, not near his cell, but outside at a distance. They'd still guard his cell. Time had gone by, and he would talk every time to the guard that would come. He would cry out where he cursed at Bhagavan. He cursed, swore at God for putting him there. But 7 years does a lot of change. He changed it around. And his heart spoke out. His heart saw some light that Gwalior's changed. Although he couldn't see any light, he couldn't see anything around him that had actually changed that would convince him, that would serve as evidence. But his heart said that God has come here. It told him. Yet when a guard would come, he'd call out, Bhagwan nu darshan karao, Bhagwan de darshan karao. He'd cry out. The guard at that time made no sense to him because he would never had realized that Guru Maharaj had come to Gwalior the Killa. But when he figured it out, he heard the voice of that prisoner. And at the same time, when Haridas, the Droga, the person who looked over all the guards, came to Guru Maharaj, Matha Teked one day, lifted his head. He said that you've been dear to me. You've been dear to me, but I want you to do one more thing for me. There's an inmate, a dungeon here in Gwalior. I want you to go to that dungeon and take out that prisoner. Droga started nodding and he said, no, not him. Not that person. Gangu? His name was Gangu. 7 kilometers away, there's bushes. And anybody that traveled through would not be seen after because of this person, he would explain. He said, this person deserves to be here. Leave him where he is. He's serving a sentence that he should be serving. Well, Guru Maharaj says, no. Now he's calling to me. He's calling to me. This prisoner now is released where one person didn't go. It was a group of them. They opened him up, still had him tied down, and brought him with shackles in front of Guru Maharaj. He first, when he came outside, the sun was too hard to bear, but he smiled. He smiled that he got to see light after 7 years. He came to Maharaj's Divan, and he matha teked. And all he saw, where the sun was too hard to bear as light, now Guru Maharaj's light is too hard to bear, and he can't look up at Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. First off, it's pashtava. It's regret. The mistakes that he's made, how do you look up at Guru Maharaj in his eye? So he bows down, lifts his head, but keeps his eyes lowered. And he says that, I'm the Nimana. I'm the unhonorable person named Gangu. Guru Maharaj Ji, toda tan, tanta yog me kar nahi sakda as much as I'm supposed to. You let me out. You showed me compassion when nobody else here showed me any compassion. And 7 years I've been rotting in that cell. Though I don't say I don't deserve it, I deserve it. Where I saw that cell as hell, but in that cell, where I thought I was in hell, I saw hell. I see where I'm going. I saw the very vision. Where some might see Sachkhand, where some might see Paramatma because they're doing bhakti. I did those karms where I saw demons. I saw the very forms of prets revolving around in my cell that I screamed out, but nobody heard. I screamed out and blamed God for putting me here, but I realized it was me. I blamed a lot of people, and not only were those prets and those ghosts hard to tolerate, the hardest ones to tolerate were the ones I killed. The hardest ones were the ones I killed. They came before me. They punished me. That was my hell. But I still have another hell waiting for me. And he falled. And he said, Dina Nath, Tode bina hor koi hani. If you brought me this far, you can take me a bit further. You can clean me. I have so much filth. You've cleaned my exterior, but what about my interior? Hey, Dinanath. Guru Maharaj said, then naam jap. naam jap and ek karm shut de and vow that you're not going to leave this prison until you are granted to leave. And you will be granted to leave. 1 year after this event, Marji had done Bandi Shord where the ex-Raji were taken out. But 1 year after, he stayed after. 1 year after, he was allowed to come out. And 1 year after, 7 kilometers from there is Marwar Desh. And any Gursikh from there living in Marwar remembers this one Gangu that had done Prachar. He had become a Pracharak of Guru Maharaj. Maharaj can take these kind of murderers and turn them into Pracharak. And you don't think he can make a difference in you? Yes, he can. It's about embracing Paramatma and having an open heart for Paramatma. If you're a rock, what does that rock do in water? It sinks. It doesn't absorb the water. Don't come as rocks into Maharaj's Sangat. You won't absorb any Gurbani. But as a rock going to Guru Maharaj's Sharan, looking to become softer and let that Bani penetrate, come with the nischa that main pahana, I am a rock. Lower yourself to a rock. But don't become a rock or a patthar de and come into Sangat and say that, ah, kyun karda, ah, banda, kyun karda. Look at what this person's wearing. Who does this person think they are? That's a rock. But when you consider yourself to be a rock, you've lowered yourself. Pahan tariyale, that Guru Maharaji take this rock and make him tread against this dreadful ocean that we call life. As stuck with worries then we can reach your desh. And just as you took a rock and placed your panja on it, and you softened that rock, and ever since water has been gushing out, I put that hand, that shabd rupi hand on my heart, and let me gush out with pagti. Gush out that pagti, that loki aake, I can do prachar against. So, Guru Har Gobind Sahib ne us papi nu pagti, pagat banaya. Papi to pagat, patit to pavan. And that's why we say patit pavan paramatma. That he can change sinners into people that will become pure. Now, Gwalior the Killa, Baba Buddha ji had approached, Mata Ganga is worried. Mata Ganga ji is worried that kyun nahi aaj mur ke aaye mere suputr? Why hasn't he come back? Baba Buddha ji peje. And then Baba Buddha ji had started a riti in the Sikh Sangat that exists today. Shabd chonki. To le lena, shyane le lene, Guru Maharaj ji di bani uchayan karni. And they went through cities and cities, stopped in Delhi. There's a spot where Baba Gurditta ji, from the bunts of Baba Buddha ji, where he had passed on, that Baba Buddha ji, the sthan utthe hunda si where he had stopped in Delhi as he was passing to Gwalior. And Khalsa ji, shabd chonki kiti. They did prakarmas around Gwalior. And the side that Guru Maharaj ji had been sitting, matha ja ke tek de hunde si. And as this word goes around, and I'm making a story short, Jangir, 40 days have gone up. 40 days. That 40 days has gone up. And now, the disease that Jahangir had been worried about has come upon his body. And he has forgotten that Guru Maharaj is sitting there doing bhakti because of Chandu's treachery. Well, what happened? The disease falls upon his body. And at night, that's not all he sees. That he doesn't see a diseased body and an illness running rampant on his body. He also sees tigers. Tigers going around his bedside. He screams. Calls the guards. The guards see nothing. Who are these two Gursikhs that were in the Panj Pyare of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji? That go at night to go as reminders. And they would talk to him. Talk to him. Remember Guru Maharaj Ji. Remember Guru Maharaj Ji. But when they would leave, he'd forget again. Such a fickle mind. A fickle mind meaning that it comes in one ear and leaves the other. He remembers for a short time and then he forgets. The day would come, he would forget, he would do his Raj, Duriya, whatever. Then it was his wife that saw the trouble. And as a Sujwan wife, as a knowing wife, she turned to a holy saint that was a friend of Guru Arjan Dev Ji, Mia Mir. Mia Mir said that, Jahangir, open your eyes. How stupid can you be that you see that one side you're promising something and you're forgetting. If you're so forgetful, write it down that Guru Maharaj is in prison, and that only disease that was going to come upon you is you forgetting that Guru Maharaj is there. And this puppy that's been betraying you the whole time, that you let him talk within your ear. Mia opened his eyes and he said, quickly go, tell Guru Maharaj you can come out. When word gets there, Droga comes happy and sad at a bit that Maharaj is going to be leaving the prison, that Guru Maharaj, you can leave the prison now. The prisoner is there. The ex-Raja, they said, no, Guru Maharaj, nahi ja nahi sakte. If you go, we stay. And if we stay, we're wrapped around those same pillars that we were wrapped around before. Guru Maharaj said, then I won't go without you. I won't go without you. The Gursikh said, Maharaj, ye ho nahi sakta. You have to leave. There's other Sikh Sangat, unnanu vi tarna, that you have to save them too. Well, Jahangir was told by a messenger of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji that I only leave with the Raja, ex-Raja. And Jahangir says, no, Maharaj, you leave, but whoever can hold on to your robe or your chola can leave with you. Guru Maharaj said, then prepare a robe. Bas, he gave us a condition. And the Raja said, then how will this be? Maharaj says, don't worry. Khalsa Ji, they crowded around, and that chola was made. And that chola had two seams, or kaliya, on the arms, and 50 kaliya around the rest of the chola, seams. And everybody says they're ropes, or rasiya, that they're holding on to the kaliya. You can see the chola today. There's nothing that was a rope that was hanging off the chola. Khalsa Ji, when Guru Maharaj adorned it, they all quickly grabbed on to the kali, that whatever they could find. And whether it was a crowd of people, each of them thought they would not be able to get in, but they kept coming in and grabbing onto a different kali. Each of them thought they would be too crowded around, yet that chola grew bigger and bigger and they were able to grab onto it. Khalsa Ji, astonished, if you have 50 individuals around you, but after 50, two couldn't penetrate in. They couldn't get in, they couldn't find a kali. But there was a reason for that, because there were only 50 kaliya on Maharaj's bottom part of his chola. The other two were on Maharaj's arms. They said that, don't leave us, Guru Maharaj, in here. Well, you're taking these 50, take us too. Don't leave us behind. And as Maharaj makes his way towards the entrance, and as the Sikh Sangat awaits Maharaj's arrival, Guru Maharaj says then, Pujbal Bir Brahm Sukh Sagar Garat Parat Geho Leho Unguriya, that Pujbal, powerful arms of Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji, took two grown men upon his arm and lifted him up. Pujbal Bir. Look how he adds meaning to this shabd. Pujbal. Puja on the arms. Bal meaning powerful. Pujbal Bir Brahm Sukh Sagar, meaning this ocean of peace of Pramatma. Garat Parat Geho Leho Angari, those that had fallen, he picks him up and lifts him. Not only lifts him, carries him on his arms. This is how Guru Maharaj can carry you. With his Shabd Rupi arms, Khalsa Ji carried him out. I know you see that photo where Maharaj comes out and the kings are nicely dressed up behind him, but he had two individuals on his arms. And Guru Maharaj Raha Hoke, I see, he came out of Gwalior, and this photo has been placed on the very spot where the Antan Sahib Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji used to sit. This is in the midst of Gurdwara Bandi Shor, Khalsa Ji. And Maharaj Ji would go. This is Gurdwara Chola Sahib, where you can find Maharaj Ji's 52 Kali, 52 Kaliyale Chola, that Guru Maharaj Ji adorned when he liberated the Raja. This is the passage, right there. That's the passage that Guru Har Gobind Sahib Ji passed through to leave Gwalior the Kila. And daya tari tin dharan har bandhan te hoye chhutkar. Guru Maharaj Ji de bani de vich, daya meaning compassion. It was only Guru Maharaj Ji's compassion that he could pass on dharam. Daya dharam gives dharam to him, and then he brings him out. Khalsa Ji, life lesson. Maharaj Ji will show you compassion when you call out to him and you live a life of dharam. Daya dharam go together, and there are first two panj pyare. You can come out dharam if you have himmat and you find yourself concentrating with mokash, and you'll find your sahib who's your king. with all that effort placed in the right form. On the way there, Jahangir approached Jahangir in Delhi. Chandu was given over. Chandu was given his penalty. And Guru Maharaj arrived in our sacred Sri Harmandir Sahib, Amritsar, vich jot jagai. They usi tarah, they lit up all of Sri Harmandir Sahib because Guru Maharaj ji, Bandi Chhod Date, had returned. Tan tan Sri Guru Har Gobind Sahib ji, tan onna de gur sikh, tan onna di karni, and apa karni nu amal kariye, meaning that we live and practice what Guru Maharaj ji has preached. Feri apna gay bahod, Bandi Chhod, Nirankar Dukhdari piche parna ji, gay bahod, Bandi Chhod. Nirankar Dukhdari. It's only Nirankar that can understand the pains of the people. It's only Nirankar that can reach down when somebody's in the mud and other people turn away because they don't want to get themselves dirty. It's only Paramatma. Because Maharaji Aap Ujjala, he doesn't get dirty. That filth never touches him. But yet he can pull the people that fall into that filth. So pull chuk khima karni wahe guru ji ka khalsa wahe.